This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Record-setting water levels on the Great Lakes have left shorelines vulnerable to flooding and erosion, causing millions of dollars in damage. As Danielle Kading reports, many lakefront landowners and local governments hope to make their properties more resilient.
Waves roll against the clay bluff at the edge of Mike and Kathy Briggs' lakefront property on the south shore of Lake Superior. The couple from Cannon Falls, Minnesota, bought a cabin here just outside of Port Wing more than 20 years ago and thought they would have it forever.
So right in here is where the cabin was. Yeah.
Mike Briggs outlines where their lawn has eroded into the lake. The couple debated whether to install rocks to keep the erosion at bay, but they decided to build a new home farther back on the property. He says they sold their cabin for $1 and the buyer moved it last fall.
We got it done in September, and it's a good thing because it would have been going in the lake this spring.
Mike and Kathy Briggs are not alone. Many lakefront homeowners and communities are taking steps to protect their investments. On Lake Michigan, water levels are just shy of the record high set back in 1986. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has already received double the requests that were filed last year for installing emergency erosion controls along the lake. Water management specialist Sarah Zabo says placing rocks along the shore can cost people hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It's a big choice when they're looking at retirement, kids' college, property values. So it's not an easy decision.
Plus, hardening shorelines can cause problems for neighboring properties, aquatic habitat, and beaches, according to Adam Beckley, a coastal engineering specialist with Wisconsin Sea Grant.
A nice wide beach is a lot better protection than no beach. So being aware of the coast as a whole is something that needs to be in the mindset to be resilient.
Other options to protect properties include adding vegetation to shorelines, diverting stormwater away from bluffs, and building farther back from the water. Beckley says moving homes may be one of the first things to consider. Mike Briggs says they have no regrets after selling their cabin and building farther back on their property.
Because something had to be done. You know, you can't control the lake.
Water levels on Lakes Superior and Michigan are expected to remain nearly a foot to 3 feet higher than normal over the next 6 months. Deanna Apps is with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
It's going to take several months, even years of dry conditions to really get lake levels moving or back toward average water levels.
That means high water and storms this fall are likely to cause more erosion and flooding. And scientists highlight that rainfall and storms are only becoming more frequent and intense due to climate change. In January, a storm caused around $30 million in damage across southeastern Wisconsin, including at Port Milwaukee. Adam Tyndall Schlicht runs the port and hopes to prevent similar damage from future storms.
A lot of our dock walls, a lot of our warehouses, including some that were damaged in January, are already 60 years old.
High water and storms threaten to undermine aging assets at state ports, which have an economic impact of more than $1 billion on Wisconsin. The Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative is pushing Congress to invest billions in water infrastructure and coastal protection under the next federal coronavirus funding round to help speed up the economic recovery. Sheboygan Mayor Mike Vandersteen chairs the Coalition of Great Lakes Mayors.
I think there's a general rule of thumb that a dollar spent for investing in infrastructure to protect areas from high water and flooding generally saves about $10 in damages that need to be repaired.
Lawmakers are at a standstill on a deal, and there's no guarantee that Great Lakes cities will see any relief, and there's no sign that high water will subside anytime soon. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.